The hallway outside room 7 carries the sharp bite of antiseptic mixed with the warm, clean smell of fresh blankets. Inside, the monitor ticks softly. Russell's breathing is shallow and tight, like he is trying to pull air through a straw. Russell is 52 and dying from end-stage ALS. He enrolled in a palliative comfort care trial. No cure, just data on which morphine schedules keep patients comfortable at the end. The protocol sets a hard cap on his morphine dose. From the doorway, you can see the cap is not enough. Russell's brow is knotted, his jaw clenched, sweat beads at his hairline. With 15 years in hospice, you know a slightly higher dose would likely ease his pain within minutes. At his last lucid visit, Russell told you and his wife Kendra that he wanted to, quote, make his suffering count. Now he cannot speak, nod, or gesture. He only stares, glassy-eyed as the pain crests and breaks. Kendra grips the bed rail until her knuckles whiten. She leans in and whispers, please, do something. If you titrate above the protocol, you will almost certainly give Russell relief in his final hours. But you could invalidate his trial data, data that might shape comfort care for thousands of future ALS patients. If you hold to the cap, you protect the study and the promise Russell made. But you may be leaving him in avoidable agony. The next dose window is minutes away, and once it closes, you cannot catch up. What's your call?